This is the Mason Vera Payne Show, your go-to lifestyle program, covering everything from technology and gaming to movies, TV shows, and pop culture to the supernatural and beyond. Brought to you by WGNRadio.com with your host, the unabridged millennial, Mason Vera Payne.
Mason Payne here live from the NVP Studios in Chicago, and thank you for tuning in. The 2018 Spring Awakening Music Festival is less than 2 days away. This festival features some of the hottest DJs and producers of trance, progressive, dubstep, and electronica from all around the world. London-based DJ and producer Elin Bluestone joins us to talk about his career and what we can expect from his Spring Awakening performance. Thanks for joining me, Elin.
Oh, thanks for having me.
So tell me, when did you realize that you wanted to be a DJ professionally?
In all honesty, I never actually wanted to be a DJ. I always wanted to be a music producer. And DJing kind of just became the job of being a music producer, I guess. You know, I always dreamed of just sitting at home, producing music, and just having it released on the radio, and that was it from a very young age. I guess being a DJ kind of, you know, I always looked up to all my favorite DJs as well. I always used to think to myself, I don't think I could stand in front of an audience and play my songs. I don't think I'd have the guts to do that. So I guess when I was told that I have to go DJ in these big venues and such as Ministry of Sound and Madison Square Gardens, it kind of just hit the ball for me, and my nerves had to kind of bust themselves up.
Do you still get nervous, or is it the same feeling every time you go on stage?
So I always get nervous. I think it's natural to be nervous as well, because it puts you to your best, I think. It makes you deliver and focus and get the best. But yeah, I always get a bit of stage fright just before I go on. The minute I start mixing my first two records, I feel like I'm at home.
So you've actually traveled all around the world doing all kinds of concerts. Have you noticed that EDM changes from country to country, or it's all the same?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, to be honest with you, EDM itself has always been huge since the late kind of 80s. That's kind of when electronic dance music kind of blew open, you know. Traveling the world and seeing different countries react to my music and, you know, just the way they act to dance music in general, it's definitely blown up beyond anyone's imagination. It's incredible how it's taken off. It's actually amazing to watch how every country has a different reaction. You know, there's some people who love it a lot more. There's some people who are just way over the top with it. And there's just people who are just like, hey, I like this, you know, but they're not like other countries, if you know what I mean.
When you're in the studio, what inspires you when you're starting a new track?
I always sit down and I always get my keyboard out or my guitar, and I think to myself, firstly, what do I like? You know, a lot of people, a lot of music producers and DJs, they tend to think, what will the crowd like? Which is true, but I think it needs to come from within of what makes you get excited. I think once the artist gets excited in the studio, that's when the fans will really appreciate that new thing that you've just discovered.
So is this more about the way you feel, or do you try to portray an image or a message for your audience when you're making a track?
Yeah, it's a good question. I always try and portray a scene more than an image. I always try and take people on a journey. You know, trance music is all about going into a mind of trance. I think when I'm writing music, I like to take people through that journey from the start to right till the end. So they go through the feels and they feel what I'm trying to portray through my sound design.
I'm a little curious. It's a fun question. Across all music spectrums, who would you love to work with in the future?
That's a really good question. I mean, depends if it's vocalist or DJs. Is anyone in particular you mean? Or?
Oh, anybody. I mean, this could go into rock, alternative music, rap.
Wow. That's a really hard question. I'm just trying to think who would I really like to work with. I think it'd have to be Eric Prydz. I think Eric Prydz, I really look up to him. He's an incredible producer, very minimalistic, and that's what I love about him, definitely.
What are new projects you're working on right now?
Just debuted my new album Scars, which has done extremely beyond my expectations. It's gone all over the world, and it reached to the number one spot. It's got top five pretty much in every country, which has blown me away. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of like been my main focus, was my album for the last 2 years. I'm happy it's out and people are enjoying it. And I just want to say, obviously, thank you to everyone who keeps sending me amazing messages about it. The next step for me really now is to create something different. I think creating some, you know, an album which has got a different eclectic mix of genres in there, which is what the album holds. I think my next album will have to be just club bangers, I think. If I do an album, I'm not going to rush into making a new album straight away. I'm going to give it time. Right now, my main focus is to release my unreleased music as EPs on Anjuna Beat and to carry on touring the world and playing my album out as much as I can.
Well, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate you being here. For those listening, where can they find more information about you and your music?
Thanks for having me, by the way. Honestly, feel free to check out my Facebook, which is facebook.com/iBluestone. My Instagram is instagram.com/iBluestone. Everything is really iBluestone, so check me out. Or you can just type my name, Ilan Bluestone, into any search engine and enjoy. Have a little listen. You might enjoy it.
This has been The Mason Vera Payne Show. Thanks for listening. Can't wait to hear more? Subscribe, rate, and comment at masonverapayne.com. That's masonverapayne.com. Also, follow Mason on Facebook and Twitter at Mason Vera Payne. That's all one word. And don't forget to share the show with your friends.